he rented an apartment three different summers and took my sister and me down there with them, spend a week. And now they bought this apartment down there, and I went down there with them. We spent 2 weeks last summer. They just have a one-bedroom apartment. And it is ideal. It's a beautiful apartment, and it's ideal for a couple. They have a hideaway. You can't tell by looking at it that it makes out into a bed. An interior designer owned the apartment. They bought the apartment from her, completely furnished. Cooking utensils, silver, china, and everything. They didn't have to take anything down there. Ed Wiener did take some things to put around to make it look, and when she goes down there, she takes some live plants to sit around. Like, because she was an interior designer herself. She was working as an interior designer for Riches in Atlanta when Rocky met her. And she just is a marvelous housekeeper. I tell her, I don't know how she stands coming here and staying a week with me, because I'll clean up the room for them, but I never have bought drapes to put up here and things like that.
I think they mind too much, probably.
No, they say it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, you know, up in the mountains where they have well, water coming over. And ask you a few questions about
what. Now, up there on the parkway, there's a place where you can drive under the fog. You know, the fog goes over the road. And maybe that's not on the parkway, no, that's not on the parkway, but it's up there in that part of the mountains. The highest point on the Blue Ridge Parkway is in North Carolina. And the most scenic part of the Blue Ridge Parkway is in North Carolina.
Yeah, Mount Mitchell is in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's the highest point east of the Rockies. That man, you know, Mr. Mitchell, who went up there and found how high it was, he was a brave boy. There are bears out there. Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think that in the Smokies, in the park that it's supposed to be,
there are bears in the Smokies.
600 or 800 bears.
Yeah. They're protected.
Sure. Oh, now say, you know, out in the country, the roads. What would you call the kinds of roads like that? In other words, the road from Selma to Montgomery, you would call what?
It was a road. Used to be. The old Selma Road? Yeah.
Now it's a highway.
Now it's a highway. Well, you can still go the old Selma Road, I think. See, we can go from here to Montgomery by Prattville. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the old Selma Road. The old Selma Road crossed the river here and went around, you know, went into Montgomery a different way from where the highway goes into it.
A road like that usually means a two-lane?
Yeah, two-lane, yeah. My mercy alive. Nothing but two lanes and unpaved.
What would you term be usually, you know, for a little road that goes off the main roads, you know?
It would still be just a road, I guess, what did I remember?
Yeah. And now say maybe a man lives a mile or so off the road and has, you know, something coming up from the road to his house, what would you call that?
Driveway.
Just a driveway?
Mm-hmm. And or a lane.
The lane.
Depending upon how long it was, I guess. If a driveway was a short, a lane, if it were long.
Those two-lane roads, those are just a...
Well, now, there used to be some two-lane roads that would go into houses because trees would be planted in the middle, see? And you'd go in one side, come out the other side. But there weren't a lot of houses that had anything that fancy.
And those just asphalt?
Because those folks, they were just dirt roads. I mean, in the old days. Mm-hmm. But the way many people had money enough to build a lane like that.
Out in the city, you wouldn't walk in the street, you'd walk up on the
sidewalk.
And let's see, say you go to somebody's house and he's not there, you know, so they'll come to the door and say, well, he's not. You might knock on the door and say, is so-and-so here? And they'll say, no, he's not.
He's out.